Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax. And I don't have a title for the message tonight, but it's going to be an all prophetic show. For anyone who has not listened to one of the prophetic shows before, the mark that a word is for you is if you feel like the Lord is speaking directly to you, then that word is for you, regardless of what name is attached to it. Listen closely and you will know if the Lord is speaking to you. Also, please do not email me and ask me if a particular word was for you, because even for people I know, I never know the answer to that question definitively. If you felt like God was speaking to you, or if you felt the witness of His Spirit inside you agreeing, then it is probably for you. One word can be for a lot of different people. Receive it and ask the Lord to confirm it or tell you that it's not from Him for you. Okay, someone called Mary. The Lord says, Mary, that you are in a situation where you feel locked in. He says there is a back door to let you out of that situation, and if you will search, you will find it. He also says that that being locked in thing was the devil trying to keep you someplace that he, the Lord, is trying to deliver you from. Mike, there is a void in your life. You know it is there, and it bothers you. I feel like it is the absence of a relationship or a particular person. You feel the emptiness. The Lord says you are very near to using the wrong thing to fill that void, and I feel almost certain that what you're about to use to fill it are drugs. The Lord says if you do that, it will grab hold of you like nothing else ever has, and you will draw very near to death. You will draw near enough to death to stare it in the eyes, and you will have to fight hard for your life. Larry, you are at a fork in your life where you must choose to go one way or go the other. You are not sure which way to choose. The Lord says the path that is right or to the right is the one you should choose. He says you know which one that is. He says that is the path that will fulfill you in the end. Butch, I see guns or gunfire around you, but I'm not shown why. I believe the guns are in your past from a war that you fought or that you fought in that still lives on in your mind. I speak peace to you. The Lord says you need peace and you are desperate to have it. The Lord says to tell you, Butch, that what happened was not your fault. Forgive yourself so you can be free. It was not your fault. Let it go, and the PTSD will be gone with it. Liam, you have been asking the Lord whether you should store up or prep for the end times events. And He says yes, that there is a great disaster that will happen near you, and the items you will store up will all be used and will be greatly needed. He says, start where you can, and He will provide the means to get the rest, but keep it quiet what you are doing. Do not tell anyone, just do it. Get the stuff and store it. He said, if you tell anyone, you will become a target for thieves to break in and steal in that time. Keep it quiet, but start now. Do not delay. Barker, or a name that sounds like Barker. Your life is very quiet. Too quiet, in fact, for your taste. You are very alone, but there is something inside you that holds you back from meeting new people, making friends, or starting a relationship. You try, but then you draw back. Barker, the thing that is holding you back is not what you think. What is holding you back is a very old curse on your family line that needs to be broken. Once you break that curse and cast out those demons that came in with it, you will feel like a different man and you will relate to people differently. Knee, or a name that sounds like knee. You are about to come into a sizable financial blessing. I think this is a one-time windfall, not an ongoing blessing. The Lord says, be sure you honor me by giving to my kingdom work out of that if you want to receive more blessings after that one. He will show you where to give that gratitude offering. You know, a lot more people would be financially blessed if they didn't cling so tightly to every cent they get. And I'm just saying that to everybody because I've known people that got a windfall and did not tithe on it, and it just went away. It was just like it was in a bag with holes. Linda, the Lord says to pay careful attention to your health. You have a health condition you don't know about yet. It is undiagnosed, and it will cause you to have to take some time off work when you find out about it. Treat your health with care. Start doing the right things now and eating better. You will be glad you did. Plan carefully for your time off work and make the most of it. The Lord says you have needed some time off for a long time. So I think he means plan for ways that you can kind of enjoy it while you have to do all that. Carrie, there is a problem in your vehicle's engine that is going to make itself known while you are driving on a freeway. You need to pay close attention when you are driving. You tend to turn on music and lose yourself in it, but the Lord says now is not the time for that. The enemy has seen that you do that, and he is going to try to cause you to have a car accident because of this with this problem. Be very diligent. Have your car serviced and tell the mechanics to look for any issues. Stay aware, Carrie. Be very aware of your car and also of your surroundings. This will be very, very important when this happens. Frank, I sense a very great heaviness around you. You have been led to believe this is depression, but it isn't. Frank, this is oppression. You are being afflicted by a whole group of demons that are holding you down. That's what it means to oppress. It means to hold somebody down. Cast them out now in Jesus' name and command them to go to the deepest abyss and never to return to you again. Then confess out loud that this affliction shall not arise a second time in Jesus' name, and you will be free. Lucy, I see a beautiful body of water near you like an ocean. You have come through something very, very difficult, and you have actually stood looking out over that beautiful water and considered just drowning yourself in it to get away from the pain. Lucy, that is not the answer to that pain. Instead, the Lord wants you to hand him the pain and ask him to turn it into jewels in your life. Literally jewels. I don't know why jewels. Maybe you do. Ask him to do that and he will. You don't have to carry it anymore. Bill, you are involved in a business venture of some sort. Something where you can make some money in a fairly short amount of time. It's a pretty solid deal and you're all in for it. Hindrances are coming up in the deal, so watch for them. Pay very close attention to each one. One of them is very important, the Lord says, and if it is not handled properly, it could cause you to lose all of your investment, and that is not the Lord's will for you. The Lord says you are very smart in business, and he wants to use you as a channel to give into his kingdom work. There are people, for those of you who don't know, there are some people that are anointed to work or start businesses and make money to give to kingdom work so other people can just go do the work. I think, Bill, that you may have that anointing. He will show you where to give. If you are obedient in this, your profits will increase exponentially. And the Lord does not use that word lightly. Like nothing you have ever seen, and you will become well-known and respected for being able to make money like that. Tom or Tommy or Thomas, take care for your health. You are about to receive a bad diagnosis at the doctor's office. I am 99% sure it is a cancer diagnosis, but the Lord is telling you ahead of time because he wants to heal you of it. It is not a sickness unto death. So when you get the diagnosis, don't freak out. He says to seek him on your face and he will tell you exactly what to do to receive your healing. Okay? Your healing will be for his glory. You be obedient. He will take care of all the other details. And by the way, that includes the financial details of it. Randy, you are entering a season of rest. I see you are very worn down. You've been working extra long and hard, and the Lord says you need some rest really, really bad. He would like for you to focus on trusting Him more so you do not have to work so hard or so much. He is going to lead you into the season of rest. If it comes because of lack of work, stay calm, trust Him for provision, and start taking in the Word of God to build up your faith. April. The Lord keeps showing me you are entering a new level. I am not sure if this is a spiritual level or what kind of level it is, but you are standing in front of a step and you are about to move up to that step. It could be a physical promotion or it may be a spiritual one. And the Lord says to tell you He is pleased with you. Sandy, you have known great heartache in your life. It seemed like every time things started to look up even a little bit, you got kicked in the shins by another loss. I see you in a beautiful flower garden right now, and you are smiling and you look very peaceful. This may symbolize a season of no loss, a season of joy and peace for you. Whatever the case, I think you actually get a break for a while from all that loss. So rejoice. Okay, this is a little different. That's all the individual words I have. This is a little bit different. I haven't done this before, but the Lord showed me some events that are coming. So I want to talk about those. There is another gasoline shortage coming to the U.S. It would not surprise me if it comes out of the Iranian conflict, but I don't know that it's coming there. I just was shown a vision, and I remember the last one in 1979. It's going to be like that where you have to wait in line to get gas. It will cause motorists to have to wait in lines to fuel their vehicles, but there are going to be other shortages too. There are going to be certain types of food, I could not see what those were, and certain drugs, like pharmaceutical drugs. I don't know why. And another nation besides Iran becomes very angry at us and wants to punish us. I was not shown who. Okay, this prophecy concerns me a great deal. I've never seen anything like this before. There is an event coming called 30 Days of Death. I believe it is a jihad event. I believe it's going to happen during a Ramadan. And it's going to include many operatives and sleepers. And what they are going to do is they are going to coordinate attacks where each person or group of people stages an attack on one day, then the next day at somebody else in a different area, then the next day at somebody else in a different area. They believe this is going to glorify their God, but it's going to be known as the 30 Days of Death Jihad. Okay, a terrible type of some kind of affliction or some kind of growth or something that pollutes the water is going to affect a popular U.S. beach. I think it might be on the Atlantic Ocean side or a southern area. People will not be able to swim there, and it will be very difficult to get it under control, whatever it is. And this one, as strange as it sounds, certain sea life is going to begin to turn vicious and begin attacking humans in an area off the East Coast. Repeated attacks and very deadly. They're going to attack. What I saw in the spirit was like, you know how you, if you see like on a movie or something, you see piranha attacking and they just keep coming and keep coming and keep. That's what I saw. Only there were larger creatures than that. And they seem very driven to do this. It's almost like fish that go rabid or something. I don't know if it will be more than one type of creature attacking or just more vicious attacks from creatures that already do. But this beach will end up being closed for an extended amount of time because of this, and it will make the news. This is a sign that the creatures in the sea have been turned against us. This is another sign of the imbalances in nature that are a result of such a great weight of sin in the world that the Lord showed me a while back. And the only other thing I saw is I saw that there would be at least one boat of fishermen that will disappear and never be found again. I don't know if this is a common thing because I don't live near an ocean, but I saw that. That is all I have for y'all tonight. I'm sorry it took me all day and half the evening to get this done. I was trying to get more words, and so I kept waiting and going before the Lord. And finally, I got the last two or three. I hope this is a help to you. And thank you for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. you can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax. You don't have to look far to see. The world around us is constantly changing, often in very unexpected ways. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss. Is worse coming? What is coming to the world for the people of God in these last days? What does God want us doing while we're waiting for His reappearance? Now is the Time contains 217 prophetic messages from the throne room of God, discussing what is coming to America and the world in these end times, along with instructions on what to do to prepare. The Lord God has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Wings of Prophecy, Now is the Time, the 2015 messages, available in print only through wingsofprophecy.com. Wings of Prophecy, Now is the Time. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross, available now on Amazon.com. Available in print version, Kindle version, and new audiobook.
Chapter 15, Curse of Illegitimacy, also known as the Bastard Curse. What is the illegitimacy curse, also known as the bastard curse? What does it cause, and how can you tell if you're living under it? Deuteronomy 23:2. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. A bastard is commonly defined as a child conceived out of wedlock. Notice that definition is not defined by when the child is born, but when it was conceived. A recent study by the CDC shows 40.6% of U.S. births were to unmarried women in 2013, which means this curse is rampant in our population right now. Deuteronomy 23:2 says a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his tenth generation. Although scripture does not say definitively how long a generation is, if it is even 40 years, that means this curse continues for a minimum of 400 years on these children and their generations. What happens if someone does not enter the congregation of the Lord? They lose all the benefits of the congregation, also called the assembly in the Strong's. They lose the fellowship, encouragement, and other benefits of being part of the congregation or assembly of the Lord. This curse is lust and rebellion based. Lust because it is lust that causes us to get into fornication instead of waiting on marriage and God's full blessing on our union. And rebellion because fornication is rebellion against God's rules about sex and his way of doing things. Because of the link to lust and rebellion will always be seen in the lives of these illegitimate children, usually for their entire lives.